Good afternoon. I'm Erin McRorty with the KUAC Newsminer Update. A massive exploration effort is aimed at finding new oil at Prudhoe Bay. BP is looking for small, untapped pools of oil in an attempt to further extend the life of the field which has fed the Trans-Alaska Pipeline for over 40 years. Alaska Energy Desk's Elizabeth Harbaugh reports.
BP is using what's called 3D seismic technology. BP geophysicist Gino Alexander says, simply put, 3D seismic means using sound waves to figure out what it looks like beneath the ground.
What we do is we create a seismic source and a sound wave, and it reflects in the subsurface, and we record it.
That seismic source is a huge vehicle that rolls over the snow-covered tundra and vibrates the ground. Alexander says a recording device, kind of like my microphone, measures the signal that comes back.
We then take that recorded signal, and we use physics and mathematics to turn that into image.
The picture will give BP the best, most detailed data yet on what's going on in the layers of rock beneath the tundra and where to find the remaining oil. Efforts like this have paid off for the company. After years of decline, BP has managed to flatten production at Prudhoe Bay. Its new mantra is 40 more. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Elizabeth Harbaugh in Anchorage.
The municipality of Anchorage is beginning to calculate the cost of damage from last month's earthquake. Alaska Public Media reports that inspectors have spent 2 weeks assessing damage to public structures and facilities. City Office of Management and Budget Director Lance Wilbur says that will continue for months, but they have generated an initial loss estimate.
Based on what we have seen, it's an estimate of about $30 million.
Wilbur says those costs are divided about evenly between three different entities. The city's water utility sustained about $10 million worth of damage from dozens of broken water mains. The trash collection utility will need about the same amount, primarily for the regional landfill in Eagle River. The other $10 million is for repairs to roads, public buildings, and park and recreation facilities like ice arenas.
We're going to start off by asking the Assembly for an emergency ordinance for $30 million, and it will be used in those three areas.
The municipality's damage assessment doesn't include the additional money it will take to fix schools, private residents, or commercial buildings. Estimates for those are still being tallied locally and by state officials. The administration's energy ordinance goes before the Anchorage Assembly tomorrow. For more on today's stories and others, go to newsminer.com or kuac.org. I'm Erin McRorty.